Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
My turn.
Yes, it's your
join
turn.
Us, hey, join us. We always have very interesting shows, and we're always looking around for stuff that matters to this community. That's kind of this wellness radio concept. So join us this week and every week. And if you can, check out the podcast at kxoradio.com, where all of our shows are archived forever. So anything that the guest says today is going to be eternally there for people to look at and scrutinize. And no,
it's for a resource. You know, it's for resources.
I'm teasing. it's very useful and it's very informative. And we've had some great guests over the years, and today's guest is no exception. We are honored, and this is going to be a blast of a show. We are joined by Lynn Marcinich, and she is an LCSW who has come down to work with Imperial County Behavioral Health on trauma-informed, the concept, the practice, the operation, the what it means in your heart, what it means on your forms, what it means in your business hours, as far as I know.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, Lynn. Thank you. You know, and it's, why are we getting, why is behavioral health getting training on being trauma-informed? Aren't they already trained in trauma-informed? Don't they know about trauma? I mean, we do provide trauma-focused CBT.
Yes.
We do provide cognitive processing therapy for adults, trauma for adults. We've done several trauma trainings to our staff.
We provide SSRI medication.
Yes, we do. So why getting trained on trauma-informed to our, to our organization? What does that mean?
So...
We'll start with a small question.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what does that mean to your organization? So trauma-informed care is different, if you will, broader than what you're describing, Maria. Mm-hmm. Those are trauma, what we call trauma-specific services. So trauma-specific services are the actual intervention that you would provide for someone that has post-traumatic stress disorder or has experienced some kind of trauma. Trauma-informed is really an organizational approach to serving people that have had trauma exposure. So it's much, much broader than trauma-specific services. They tend to, when I say that, they tend to go together. So my experience is that most organizations, at least in, not only in California, because I do work nationally as well, provide some form of a trauma-specific intervention in their children's services, probably more commonly in their children's services than in their adult services. But in most places, I would tell you that there are one or two practices in behavioral health, sometimes in child welfare, sometimes in juvenile justice, that provide this trauma-specific intervention. But hardly ever do you find places that have a broader approach to providing trauma-informed services. So it's, I want to say, I keep trying to think, is there an easy way or a way that gives the picture? It's really looking at how we are providing services, under what circumstances, where, rather than what we're providing. Mm-hmm. And it's not an either or. They're complementary, and they should be. But it takes a real broader approach. It asks that, it being trauma-informed care, and this is part of the goal of the project, that literally every single person working in the behavioral health department has an awareness of how pervasive is trauma. And we know a lot more than we did. I began my career in 1978, and, it was post-Vietnam. So and I worked in Riverside. I worked for the Department of Mental Health in Riverside. There were people being referred to us that had come back from Vietnam and clearly had PTSD. Well, they had PTSD. They had trauma. We didn't know what the heck that was. We didn't know how to help people. It was also seen as something that was them, right? It was their pathology, not the circumstances that had created it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.